Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Catching People.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made, seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and they followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus and Peter must have already had some kind of a relationship at the time of this event. Jesus felt comfortable in getting into Peter's boat and asking him to put out a little from shore so he could teach the crowd. And when Jesus was finished, he suggested they go out to the deep water for a catch. After Peter tells Jesus they have fished all night and caught nothing, he is quick to add, "But at your command, I will lower the nets he had just washed." Peter's experience of Jesus was such that he trusted Jesus' words and cooperated, even though it seemed useless. Picture Peter's and the other men's surprise when they saw the fish gravitating toward their nets and filling them, lifting them into the boat, realizing they were beginning to sink, and so called for the other boat to help. No matter what the relationship between Peter and Jesus was before this experience, Peter realizes in a profound way that he is unworthy to be in Jesus' presence, let alone be his friend. Following Peter's confession of unworthiness, Jesus invites Peter to join him, to be a fisher of men. No doubt Peter had no idea what Jesus meant when he spoke those words, but when they reached shore, Peter made a decision to leave his boat and his way of life, and he followed Jesus. Can I see myself in Peter's place? Is God free enough to know he can use my boat anytime, that he can call on me to do whatever needs to be done? Do I hear God's invitation to put out into deep water and trust God to use me to do God's will, in spite of my unworthiness? Am I willing to risk letting go of comfortable and secure habits in my life, and trust that God may be calling me to a different way of knowing God. Could God be inviting me to follow him, in spite of my unworthiness, more closely by embracing these losses as a means of bringing others closer to God? Like Peter, being a catcher of people. Jesus, you invite us to join you in your mission of bringing about the kingdom of our Father. Make us eager catchers of people, knowing that you will work in us and through us, no matter how weak and unworthy we may be. Amen.